Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to Chris vs. the People. If you're returning, welcome back. If this is your very first episode, I think we've got a good one in store for you. We are going to be talking to people who are airing out their dirty laundry. And just as like the lead nosy bitch, this is exactly where I want to be sitting. Now, I have officially finished all of my live shows. Thank you to everybody who came out. I ended them in St. Louis, and it was probably one of my favorite shows I've ever done. I just had like an absolute fucking blast. Oh my God. I really just appreciate everybody who came out and supported the shows, because like I've said in previous episodes, those shows have inspired this podcast. Now, I do want to say thank you guys because we have hit 15,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. If you aren't subscribed, we do video episodes, which I like to think are serving a whole lot of see you next Tuesday. So if you haven't subscribed already, be sure to head on over to youtube.com/@ChrisVersTheThePeople. Or you can just find the link in the description. And also, if you like audio podcasts, just subscribe wherever you get them. And while you're there, feel free to leave a 5-star positive review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. But enough rambling, enough hooting, and enough hollering. It's time to get calling. I don't know why I just like randomly slip into a Southern accent. It really, I tell you, I feel right at home when I'm doing it. I tell you right now, I could talk the rest of the episode in a Southern accent. It's like my new Australian accent. Maybe this is me trying to blend in for the inevitable civil war. I'll be like, no, I'm not a f*** it. I'm an American. Let's fight. Okay, we got to start these calls. All right, let's just get right into the calls. First, we're talking to Nicole. Hey, Nicole, it's Chris from Chris vs. the People. How's it going?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Oh, my God. Now, let's get down to business. I need to understand why your mom poured a full cup of iced coffee on a crazy lady on Christmas Eve when you were at a red light. When was this? Like, how long ago was this?
I'd say it's probably like 8 years ago.
And is your mom typically the kind of person who would do something crazy like this?
Honestly, no. Back in her day, yes, but like, you know, since she got older, she's pretty darn chill. So this is a little out of character, but it was so great.
Well, one, why did she have a cup of iced coffee on at night? That's a red flag in my opinion.
So she had gotten it earlier in the day, but it was like seriously so sweet that she couldn't even finish it. So it just sat like in her console. Because we were doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. Just conveniently there.
Last-minute Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. No, that's as last-minute as it gets. What happened at this red light that led to this?
So it was like a weird three-way kind of situation before you get to the red light.
Define that. What does that mean? It was a weird three-way situation. I'm only familiar with the sexual weird three-way situations.
Okay, so there was like two stop signs like right across from each other. So I'm on one side and the lady was on the other side. And I'm trying to turn left to get to the red light. And then she was trying to turn right. So we were like both going towards the red light, if that makes sense.
Okay. And where did it all go wrong?
Okay, so we both pulled up to the stop sign and I flashed my lights for her to go first. And she just kept sitting there. So she wouldn't go. And she was in like a huge truck and I had like a smaller four-door car. So I went ahead and turned left after I flashed my lights and she didn't go. and this lady flipped her lid.
Because you took a left turn?
Yes, because I went ahead in front of her, which I allowed her multiple chances to go. So I went ahead and went. So she pulls up and starts screaming and yelling. And she was probably like 40-something years old. And I have my underage sister in the front passenger of my car. So she is going off on us. Like, she just lost it.
What is she saying, though? Like, is she like, you cut me off? Like, to quote Cardi B, what was the reason?
She was just screaming and cussing, I guess because we went before her. And I kind of casually, like, put my hand up, and I'm like, Merry Christmas, because it was right before Christmas. And she didn't like that. So my sister got out of the car. She's going back and forth with the lady.
Wait, your underage sister is going back and forth with the... I love that you and your mom were like, send the minor out to fight. If something happens to her, this bitch will go to jail for sure.
But yeah, she just hopped out. So my mom was in the car in front of us. And she called and she's like, what is going on? And I think right after that, the lady had an open bottle of Coke. And she slung it all over my sister, threw the bottle at her. Like, this was out of nowhere. It escalated real quick.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Wait. This lady doused your sister in Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, your mom should be put up for a sainthood that she didn't just straight up slug the bitch.
Right?
I would have swung. Iced coffee would have been truly a treat for this woman.
So it was so bad that, like, another man, like, he jumped out of his car and ran up and was, like, basically asking the lady, like, what is wrong with you? Why are you throwing stuff on kids? And she shut him down. He went off. And then so my mom jumps out and is going back and forth, and now they're screaming at each other. This is all at a red light. Like, it seemed like it took forever, but it happened so quick.
What town or city is this in, may I ask?
It's in, like, Tennessee, like, kind of close. Well, I guess I don't want to give, like, the exact location, but yes.
No, that's okay. Tennessee was everything I needed. Is this common in Tennessee?
Probably not.
Okay, got it. I didn't know if this was, like, you know...
like a thing? Like,
yeah, I didn't know if this was not, like, a food fight, just more so, like... people having the time to get out of their car and yell at people.
Yeah, not typically.
Okay, got it. So your mom comes over with her iced coffee?
So first she was, you know, out of the car, basically wondering what's going on, because, you know, her kids are in the car behind her. So that's why she's, like, wondering what is happening. So the lady starts screaming and cussing at her. So then my mom starts, she was on the passenger side of her car. So she starts making her way to her passenger door, and me and my sister are both like, what is she doing? So then
she pulls out a rifle.
She opened her car door and she grabs iced coffee. And then so she's coming around the back and she has, like, her hand up in the air, palm facing up, iced coffee open. So she runs up to the lady because the lady's still in her truck, and she threw it all over the lady, and the lady took a shower. Like, it, all she could do is, like, have her mouth open like a, like, she was in such shock.
Oh my God. She had her, like, little Glee audition. She got slushied.
Yeah.
Damn.
She so deserved it.
Oh, I mean, it sounds fair in my opinion.
Yes. And then after that, of course, she tried brake checking us and almost made us wreck. And but yeah.
Wait, you're back to driving now? What Tom Cruise movie is this?
So after this, she gets back in her car. The light turns green because, you know, everybody had to go. So we start going straight, and the lady, like, comes in between both of us, and she brake checked me so bad. And then I had to kind of veer, like, I had to keep from crashing, of course. But she was just acting crazy, intentionally trying to make us wreck. And then she took off on the interstate somewhere. And that was the end of that.
Oh my God. And that was your Christmas Eve 8 years ago.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. A Merry Christmas indeed. Jesus Christ. So was your sister just, like, soaking wet in Diet Coke in the front seat?
No, she wasn't, like, drenched. But the other lady was.
Ooh.
And it was sweet iced coffee, so you know how much sugar they put in that stuff.
She was so sticky, and in a way she hasn't been in what seems like decades, I could only assume.
Yeah, maybe that's her problem.
Wow. Oh my God. Like, kind of live for your mom in this scenario. That's the thing, though, is, like, I mean, God forbid if I ended up being the lady in the truck and I saw someone's mom come up, I would be like, oh, and this is where I bow out, because a mom most of the time will fucking fight to the death for her kids. Well, thank you for sharing this little Christmas story.
Of course.
Be careful out there on those Tennessee roads. I'm telling you, you got to be careful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
I need people to chime in if this is just a me thing, or maybe don't chime in if you don't relate to it. But has anybody else noticed that everyone has just gotten significantly worse at driving. Like, everybody is speeding. Everybody is, like, fast and the furying in between cars. Like, what has happened to humanity? Anyways, moving on. We are talking to Selena. Hi, Selena. It's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, we are figuring out if you are the asshole for cutting your dad off completely. And
yes.
Let me just say, from one bitch who cut off his dad completely to another bitch, what's going on? I'm like, pushes my glasses up. Finally, a subject matter I'm a professional at.
I feel like, okay, before I start, I feel like I have to say, I don't think I'm in the wrong, but maybe I am. So I guess we'll find out.
Okay, so you think that you're completely validated in the situation, but like you're open to criticism.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, love it. So when did you cut him off? How many like months, weeks, years ago?
It's like going on, I think, a year.
Oh my God, congrats. Wow, that's so exciting. I'm serious. I don't think people understand that just because they're your family, they're your blood, does not mean you need to keep them around if they are negatively impacting you. Like, you don't.
Yes.
I thought long and hard. I mean, I didn't actually think that long and hard. I just remembered the last like years of my life. And I was like, yeah, I hate the bitch. but like, if you're at a point where you don't need to live under the roof and are financially independent or not tied to, ditch the bitch. I don't care if it's your brother, your sister, your hamster. I mean, well, don't do that to a hamster. That thing's going to die in a week anyway. Yeah, I don't know what is coming out of my mouth today. I should not have had that little drinky drink before this. So what was like the breaking point?
So, okay, my dad was never like in my life that like consistently growing up. So it's always kind of been rocky.
Emotionally or physically?
emotionally.
Okay, because I was going to say my dad was technically physically there. Emotionally, very absent.
Well, he was physically there for a little bit, like the beginning stages of my life. And then my mom like raised me and then we moved away completely, but he like never made an effort to like come see me or like send a birthday card or like anything.
Wow, this sounds like deadbeat dad behavior. Holy shit. I'm like, oh my God, I know this chapter.
So when I became an adult and I like moved closer to him, I was like, okay, maybe I'll try again. I don't know. We'll see. He's my dad. So I was like, okay, we'll give it a shot. But it was just kind of the same thing. He was super inconsistent. And like, I gave him probably way too many chances, if I'm being honest, but I kept trying. And
no, I mean, we all do, but like, I hope you're not beating yourself up over that, because I think that speaks more volumes of you than like against you. Or
yeah.
I'm having the hardest time talking today, but like, I think that's really like, at the end of the day, you can look at yourself and be like, I truly gave it my all, and at this point I'm a fucking doormat, so what am I doing?
No, literally, because the kicker was, we all like had a little family get together and he just kind of like lost his temper over, I can't even remember what, but he just kind of like lost it and he just got mad, and I was like, okay, I think I'm done. And then it was really bad when I logged onto Facebook and he was making all these crazy posts about me.
Wait.
On his Facebook.
Wait. Pump the fucking Mark Zuckerberg brakes right the fuck now. He blew up at a family function and then crashed out on Facebook about you?
Yes, all the time. And it was like, I knew it was going to be there. So I was like, okay, let me like log in.
Oh my God, your dad is a fucking blogger.
Unfortunately, yes. So
gagged. What is he saying on the Facebook?
He like finds like, I don't know, these weird edited videos that are supposed to be like inspirational kind of. And it's always about like some distressed white guy who is like missing things from his life. And then he'll like tag me in it and be like, yeah, I'm not the only one who feels this way.
I mean, if there are scientists who watch and listen to this show, I need you to tune the fuck in, okay? Lock in and clock in. I'm talking to you right now. What is the fucking study of white men who do the bare minimum, if that, making themselves the victim in their head? Why is that the story every fucking time?
Yes, and it's crazy too, because like, I eventually blocked him because he would tag me in it and it would show up on my Facebook feed. And I have like people from my job on there and like my friends. It's just so embarrassing.
Your coworkers probably live for this. Like, you were the bitch at work that everyone was talking about. Of like, did you see what her dad tagged her in on Facebook last night?
Oh, probably. And it's crazy. Like, he will tag my siblings and everyone. And even like my mom and him like have been divorced for years, and like when he sees her every so often, which is like a very rare occasion because she doesn't live local to us at all, he'll post on Facebook about how he loves her, and he's remarried, by the way. So he just like puts everything out on Facebook for everyone to see, and it's really embarrassing.
How old is your dad, may I ask?
I think he's in his like mid-50s.
Oh my god, okay, it's a midlife crisis. This makes so much fucking sense. Oh my god, this is like pathetic. I want you to send him this fucking episode. I want you to break the no contact and send him this episode so I can send him a little telegram. Hey, deadbeat bitch, you are far too old to be acting like this, okay? Get off Facebook, get into therapy, let's shut it down. Get the fuck up and get the fuck out.
Then maybe he'll share this episode on his Facebook and tag you and tag me.
Oh my god, I hope he shares this episode on his Facebook. Everybody should share this episode on their Facebook. Oh my god. So him blowing up at the family function was sort of like what did it for you?
Yeah, what happened was like, so when I was trying to mend the relationship, I invited him over for dinner at my house. I live with my boyfriend, which is like probably a mistake, but I was trying to be nice, and he brought his wife over, and I was like, we're just going to have dinner and I'll hang
out. Wait, pause. Let's get shady. Do we like the wife? Got it. We don't. Yeah, I could tell by that little balloon of a pause. The, well,
he's kind of like his minion. So like, that's the issue. Like she'll, when he tags me and stuff, she'll comment like, oh my gosh, yes, it sucks when your kids like suck.
Wait, your stepmom is backing him up in the comments of a post he tagged you in to guilt trip you publicly?
Yes, unfortunately.
I would ask, have you no shame? But like, clearly he fucking doesn't, and neither does she.
Yeah, they're like, they're interesting, I guess, is like a word.
Interesting is definitely a word. So is clinically insane. Those are two words. No need to buy a vowel. What the fuck?
Yeah, and when we invited him over for dinner, he ended up bringing like some alcohol, which, okay, whatever, we're all adults, go ahead and drink. But like, he had too much to drink, and then he started like talking crazy about my mom.
So that was sort of gonna be my next question, was is he using any sort of drugs or alcohol? But it sounds like maybe he struggles with alcoholism.
Yeah, it's kind of like a question mark with what he does. Like, the most that I know is really from like what I get tagged in on Facebook.
Well, I know the Facebook posts, like, that's the reason I ask, because I'm like, he's on crack for sure. He has to be. There's no way like a sober, right-minded person is doing this to their kids.
Yeah.
Although it is a father we're talking about. So then again, sounds right on track.
So yeah, that was awkward, and my boyfriend and I were like, okay, like maybe it's time for you to leave because this is weird. And then he left, and then that kind of got brought up at the family function, and then he claimed that I was lying, that never happened. And I was like, okay, that definitely happened.
Amazing. Do your siblings go no contact with him also?
Yeah, we're all no contact. And what's crazy is my sister lives overseas, so there's a time difference, and before she went no contact, because she hasn't seen him in years because she moved away.
She blamed the time zone?
Yes.
That bitch. She is so fucking smart. I already know it. She's like, first of all, I'm going to nip this in the bud. I'm moving to a different continent. Toodles, babes. Like, she put the X after the text. She's like, I'm European now.
No, literally. He messaged her on Facebook and was like, happy birthday. And there's like a time difference, so she didn't see it till the next day. And before she could say thank you, of course, this is all over Facebook, his favorite place to be, he messaged her again and was like, oh, so you're ignoring me too now? She was like, I was literally asleep.
Oh my god.
A 14-hour time.
See, that's what's crazy about these kinds of fathers, is that they will just immediately be on the offense. They're shooting themselves in the foot. I'm like, you can't take out your allies, babe. I mean, you already have two kids not talking to you. You're coming swinging at the third.
Yeah.
That is so banana-rama to me. Oh my god. What's the worst thing he's done? Not just, I just want to see what we have in common, honestly, at this point. I'm like, welcome to speed dating.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to choose. I think when I was little and my parents were still together, he asked me and all my siblings, like, hey, do you guys have like any allowance or leftover birthday money so I can get mom a necklace? And we were like, okay, yeah, of course. Like, we love mom. So we all gave him all of that money. And then I don't know what he did with it, but mom never got her necklace and dad disappeared for a little bit. So I can take like a guess.
Oh my God, he bought shares of Facebook stock. That's wait. Why do we have that in common also? I mean, like, my dad didn't say, like, to get your mom a necklace, because him doing something for other people, unheard of. But he more so had access to our bank accounts because he was our guardian.
Yikes.
So, yeah. Wow. It is so nice to know that we really are all just victims of fathers. Unless you're not. Which, in that case, good for fucking you. How does that feel? Seems pretty great.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel very validated now.
Oh my God. You're certainly not the asshole for cutting your dad off. I think more dads should get cut off. Like, if anything, that's my platform for my presidential candidacy is cut off your father. Bitch, I am your daddy. That was insane. I need to get off the phone because I feel like we are encouraging each other. Mostly I'm encouraging myself. But oh my God, Selena, you are everything. Your dad ain't shit, and I'm so glad that, like, you put yourself first.
Thank you.
And are living that life, baby. Good for you.
Thank you.
Do you picture yourself ever talking to him again? Like, is there something that he could do that would make you... Because, like, I think about that all the time of, obviously, never say never, but, like, never. So, like, I often think about, like, what would he have to do in order to forgive? Because I do... want to be a forgiving person.
Mm-hmm.
But like sometimes when you've beaten me down so low, that's just not a pathway anymore. But do you see a path to resolution with him ever, or is it sort of just...
I feel like no. The only thing that I would maybe ever consider is if he paid off my student debt, like my student loans, then maybe that would...
So through, while you're at it, just throw in a Range Rover, babe. I mean, shoot for the college debt and aim for the college debt and shoot for the Range Rover. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying here. Do you find that, though, that would be just like him sort of buying your love?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe some things can be bought.
You're like, yeah, but I'd at least have my student debt paid off. And that's a businesswoman. I think for me personally, I definitely have like a list of things that would have to happen / change. But... Mm-hmm. It's wild when, like, you, like, cut off a family member and then you realize how amazing your life is after. Do you feel that?
Yes. Like, it's not, like, every time I saw him, it was always some type of, like, issue or drama and I would feel drained, but...
Yes.
I don't know.
You know, in those, like, allergy commercials or something, and they're like, this is how you see the world. And then they're like, you take the Zyrtex, and then they're like, this is what the world really looks like. It's like, that is literally... the visual representation of that feeling. It's euphoric.
Literally.
Oh my God. Well, Selena, good on you, girl. I'm proud of you. And you certainly not the asshole. Not that I don't think any of us thought that.
Well, thank you.
Like when you said for cutting off my dad, I was like, no, now this is a language I speak. Well, thanks, doll, for sharing. And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.
Wait, actually, not so fast. We are talking to you on the after show about a story regarding a TV falling on your head. So we'll just save it there, and I will talk to you on the after show.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
That's right. We are recording an after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemens. We have not missed one yet. We have done, 10 or 11 episodes? Haven't missed one. And I honestly feel like the after shows are so fun. Like, I'm not just saying that so, like, someone pays into my Patreon. Like, I genuinely am, like, proud of the after shows. I'm proud of this whole fucking show. I could just do this every episode, and maybe I will. Who knows? But thank you to everybody who supports this show. This show, I really do enjoy doing so fucking much. I definitely have, like, mental hurdles to jump over pre-recording. But once I get in the seat, I just love it. So thank you for allowing me to do this and tuning in and caring. And it's so fun to see the show growing and seeing what people have to say in regards to stories. I know a lot of people disagreed with me on the peeing in the shower. I would like to say a boundary is a boundary. And if someone says they don't want you to pee in the shower, you shouldn't pee in the shower. You shouldn't have to be hiding it. You shouldn't have to be doing this. Like, if your partner says a boundary, that's a boundary. And I do agree with y'all for that. I don't know what I was thinking. I honestly want to go back and rewatch that episode to see what I said, but I was kind of shocked that I didn't think that. But I was also probably like a little defensive because I am a shower pisser. Let me know. Would you guys be okay if you set a boundary such as peeing in the shower and your partner didn't abide by it? I don't know. Let me know. I'm like, let's bring up old drama again. No, what we're going to be bringing up next is with our next caller, Valentina. Hey, Valentina, it's Chris from Chris vs. the People. Now, we need to talk about how you caught your baby daddy cheating on you while you were 8 months pregnant.
Hey, Chris.
Hey. What's going on? How long ago was this?
So I was 8 months pregnant. Baby is now 10 months. So it's about to be a year on July 6th that I caught him.
Oh my God, that's my little brother's birthday. Oh my God, if my little brother knew you, that would be such an exciting little present of, I guess not for you, but like, that's such tea. How did you catch him cheating?
Let's go a little bit with like the backstory of everything. So this isn't the first time I've caught him cheating. I know, dumb bitch energy, but...
Okay, you are not going to blame yourself for his actions, okay?
No, you're right, but knew better and I should have left the first time. This is the second time he cheated, but while I was pregnant.
Okay, well, I mean, we've watched Khloe Kardashian get cheated on like 4 times. So, I mean, really, you're still at the pregame.
But embarrassing. Anyway, here's the backstory. So we were actually taking like a baby course together. I was in the room and he was in the living room, right?
Okay.
There was a brief break in between the class. So this class was like basics about babies, you know, how to take care of babies and everything. We took a break. He went to the restroom and he had left his iPad on his gaming station. So I don't know. My intuition was telling me go into his stuff. Because he had left it open. Mind you, he's been very, very... He's always been private about his personal life.
How long had you guys dated prior to getting pregnant?
We were together for 8 years. Yeah, I met him when I was 17. I got pregnant at 25. And we separated, obviously, when I was 8 years pregnant.
So in those 8 years, he never really opened up about his personal life?
So his personal life was always like his private life. I would never like interfere or like put myself in anything unless he told me about something. So we were kind of like, you live your life, I live my life, and we'll share whatever we want to share kind of thing. I was always like that too. So.
But you guys were like monogamous and like in a relationship.
Yeah, we were monogamous. Yes.
Well, you were.
Yeah. You know.
Okay.
I mean, I was agreed upon, you know, when we met and
but
everything.
Do you not,
so it's kind of like.
Do you not find that a little weird that neither of you guys would tell each other about your personal lives?
I mean, I wouldn't say like personal life. Like, for example, like I want to go out with my friends and stuff. Like, I let him know. Like, he was never like, he would never interrogate me. I wouldn't interrogate him. Like, with who, with why, like things like that, you know?
Oh. Okay.
I don't know. I'm very private in that sense too, kind of thing. So it was just like certain things we would share between each other. Obviously, I know about his past, like life, things like that. But like, socially life, like I kind of just let him do his thing. So we each had our own little lives, you know? We come home, it was like we share together.
I guess, but wait, what's in his past? Not to pry, but this bitch is what? Nosy.
Ooh, childhood traumas, things like that kind of nature. Red flags. His dad wasn't present in his life. His mom was not the greatest mom.
Oh, so, okay, got
you
it.
Know, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, you still gave him a chance.
Yeah, I did.
You still gave him a chance because everybody deserves that. So you went through his iPad?
I went through his iPad, yes.
What did you find?
Okay. So first, okay, oh my God, Chris, don't hate me. So I've been having this intuition feeling about one of his old coworkers. I had actually seen messages previously. This is not the time that I caught him cheating. This is some other time. I had seen messages between him and his past coworker, like her being too friendly in the sense that she was like offering him lunch and stuff. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Why is your girl coworker reaching out to offer you lunch? Mind you, previous messages were deleted. So that was red flag number one. I should have, you know.
one. I mean, that's red flag number 1, 2, 3, 6, 9, and 12.
I know. I hate
my girl. That's like a James Charles move when he's speaking to a minor. Oh my God.
No. But yeah, those messages I caught between the coworker, and then moving forward, I had noticed he was bringing home like random little knickknacks, like, oh, my coworker bought me this. It wasn't this girl, he would say. For example, supposedly his manager bought him like, oh, you know that little bottle cap from the movie Up, what it means, like forever kind of thing, like the little badge. I don't know.
No, but what? That is fucking weird for anybody to be giving him, unless it's like his mom, but even that sort of has an expiration date on it.
Exactly. So he came home with that thing and I was like, who gave you that? He was like, oh, my manager. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, why would your manager give that? And he was like, I don't know. He just bought it for me.
Do we know if his manager is the woman?
No, it's not.
Oh.
And then he actually, a couple weeks after, he came home with some self-help books. And I was like, oh, where'd these come from? And he was like, oh, one of my coworkers bought it. He was pretty close to one of his guy coworkers, but I didn't really think much of it because they were talking a lot. But I was kind of putting two and two together. It was his current girlfriend that was giving him all these gifts and stuff. So yeah, I've always had that little gut feeling. I was pregnant when all this happened, by the way.
No, I figured you're sitting in a baby class, like in your living room. I didn't think that's something.
Okay, but here's the worst part.
Oh no.
I wasn't even with her that I caught him cheating with.
His current girlfriend?
Yes, he wasn't cheating on me with his current girlfriend. It was some other chick, another single mom.
How the fuck is he going to leave his baby mama for a single mom making another single mom? Oh my God, men really just are the worst.
Exactly, yeah. So I caught him cheating with that mom, but his current girlfriend is an ex-coworker. Okay, back on track.
I don't know if we were ever on track to begin with, if I'm going to be honest. I don't know what's fucking happening.
Baby, this story is everywhere. Like, it's so hard to pinpoint exactly who's who, because
there's so many players.
Literally, oh my gosh. But yeah, going back to how I actually caught him, I went through his iPad and I went through his text messages. There was nothing. Everything was deleted, actually. I went into his Instagram. I opened some message from a girl and he sent her a message earlier that morning. Good morning, Miss Bikini Body. How are you? And then she responded, hey, baby, I'm great. How are you?
What? Wait. Good morning, Miss Bikini Body. How are you?
Yes.
Was hot off the press that day?
Exactly.
Oh, honey, he would have opened that bathroom door, me looking like a Chucky doll. I swear to fucking God, there would have been a knife in hand and a look in my eye that would send you running.
Girl, this is the thing. I didn't say anything when I caught him. I stayed quiet for 2 days.
Well, I mean,
I was like, do I break the family? Do I leave him?
I mean, yeah, that's where you take your power and you fucking dip on the bitch.
I wish I would have on spot, but.
No, I mean, like, there's so many things in the past that I've done where I'm like, why didn't I do it this way? I mean, there's no perfect way of doing it. You're doing it based off of all of your past experiences that have brought you to where you are. Like, you can't beat yourself up over it. Like, the important thing is, and I'm hoping this is the case, is that you guys aren't together. Girl.
So I caught those messages. I got those messages.
I'm going to need you to answer my question.
Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you how it happened.
No,
okay.
Valentina, you listen. Valentina, don't speak. You may be an ally in Pride Month, but don't speak, Valentina. I'm talking.
Okay, we were together for those 2 days, and I broke up with him because he actually caught me talking to my mom about the situation.
Oh.
He caught me talking to my mom.
Oh, Valentina, I asked if you guys are still together now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Valentina, I was about to fucking jump through the phone and, like, hit you with a flip-flop. I swear to fucking God.
No, hell no. That guy could die. I don't care.
Okay, well, we're not. Yeah, I don't care. Oh, my God.
Okay, so after I saw those messages, obviously I was shaky, so I didn't really get to see, like, the extent of how much he was, like, going on with this chick.
How many months pregnant are you at this point?
8 months.
oh my God, you're watching the baby class at like 8 months. I don't know why I was picturing you with like just like the cute brand new little bump of like 3 or 4 months or something. Oh.
No, like big old pregnant lady about a pop type of pregnant.
Anybody who can do that to a woman pregnant for 8 months, that is insane. I mean, anybody who can do that to a woman or anybody, period, is insane. But like, you are like a certain type of piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're like a Tom Cruise level piece of shit.
Baby, he ain't even the shit. He's a little fly that flies around the shit because he ain't it. Yeah, but what was I going off on? Yeah, I got those messages and then I went into other messages where he was messaging other girls. But at that point, I was just shaking. Like, I didn't know what to do.
Oh my God, how big of a shit is he taking in the bathroom? I mean, it sounds like you've been on his iPad for like an hour.
No, I think he was like messaging another girl through his phone. Because remember, I told you he deleted the messages on his iPad.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about the fact that he could be, oh my God, when you initially said he was going to the bathroom on the break, I was like, oh, that motherfucker is texting other bitches. I completely forgot
exactly.
That he could be texting. Yeah, oh, 100%. You're like watching them roll in on the iPad. That would be so funny.
Dude, yeah. So, okay, he got out the restroom. Oh my gosh, the nerve of this man. He went to my belly. He kissed my belly and he said, I love you, baby. After I caught him.
I mean, I would have became a scissor sister right then and there, as in I would have scissors sister and I'd cut his dick off.
I was so close to, I don't know. I was just thinking about my baby girl. Like,
no, that's like a special type of fucked up. Like, that's like, you have to be a special kind of piece of shit. Has he met your guys' kid?
Yeah, he's actively present in her life, actually.
Oh, so you have to like see him and co-parent with him.
Yeah, so he sees her once a week. Okay, but his girlfriend lives with him already. Yeah, so his girlfriend moved in January, but he didn't tell me until February that they're living together. Yeah.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, so what? Is she fucking co-parenting your kid also?
Yeah, she thinks that mommy of the year right now, so.
And is that sarcasm, I'm assuming?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. I figured, but honestly, it's a fair question.
So from what he told me was that she moved in because of the whole Pasadena fires and she lost her home. So he said she's temporarily living there, which is bullshit. What, June? Still there?
Did she even live in Pasadena?
She did live in Pasadena.
Oh, okay. I was like, I mean, is she using a disaster for her own gain? Like I did for a Hillary Duff meet and greet when I was in middle school? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming his girlfriend, I guess. She knew I was pregnant. She knew who I was. She's seen me big belly pregnant type.
Well, she's helping raise that kid now.
Yep. My baby got two mommies, I guess.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You are so unserious about
this whole situation is unserious in itself. Like, dude, you are a grown-ass man. Like, man the fuck up. What kind of bullshit is that? You know what I mean?
No, it definitely seems like it's one of those things that you have to, like, almost laugh about now that you're on the other side of it.
Seriously.
Otherwise, like, I just can't imagine. I
mean, yeah.
That takes a special level
mm-hmm.
of a piece of shit. Like, I just, that is fucking crazy.
That's how I caught him cheating, and it wasn't even with his current girlfriend, it was someone else, but yeah.
Jesus Christ. Well, I am wishing you all the best in your co-parenting, honestly, and just in life in general. Just always put yourself first, please.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Lessons were learned.
Good.
Never again.
Good. That's...
Yeah.
When terrible things happen, take note and never let it happen again.
Oh, for sure. And you know what? This guy is such a piece of shit. Like, he has tried to hit me up again, knowing that he has a damn girlfriend. Like,
what?
He's a mess.
Well, do you ever fucking print out those text messages and show them to his fucking current girlfriend?
For what? Let her find out herself. Just how I did. She'll find out.
No. This is where you guys team up. And then you become like that Nicki Minaj, Cameron Diaz movie where... Like,
you know what? I would have done it, but like I said, this girl knew exactly who I was. She seen me pregnant, and remember, she was pursuing him while I was pregnant.
Yeah, no, like she doesn't seem bright enough though to understand that will happen to her.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, I'm going to let life handle the situation.
You're like, I'm a girl's girl. Not today, but tomorrow I will be.
Yeah. It is what it is. I mean, you screwed me, I screw you. Karma. I don't know.
Wow. I'm like curious to hear and see what people are going to say about this, because I want people's take. Like, is this something you just like hide and let her find out?
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. Like, a part of me, I think I love the instant gratification, though, of like passing her a manila envelope like it's SVU, and then like they're at dinner together, and then you just watch it all implode. Like,
I mean, I would, but at the same time, it's like her mind ain't straight. Like, she was cool with what he was doing.
No, oh, 100%. I'm not saying there's a right answer to this, but like me, I would want that like gratification of watching it all fall apart, and then like I would blow a kiss. I'd be like, mwah.
I don't know. Let her find out.
Wow. Well, the important thing is you are free from him and you've got a wonderful daughter, it seems.
Yes.
And that's the shit that matters.
Yeah, definitely.
Period. Well, Valentina, thank you for talking and thanks for being an ally.
No, baby. Thank you for listening.
That's a TikTok reference I keep fucking making. I need to stop. Do you get that all the time?
You know what? No, I'm not really on TikTok.
Oh, no, but nobody's ever like, speak, Valentina.
No.
Oh.
I don't really get it. Maybe people have, but I'm just like.
You just don't know what's happening. Got it. Okay. Well, I am so sorry to burden you with that. I really, yeah, that was kind of crazy now that I think about it out loud.
It's okay.
All right. Well.
Well, I appreciate it for you explaining it. Now I get it. Yeah.
Who knows what's happening? Anyways, I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. And rooting for you, girl.
Thank you, too, Chris. Take care.
Guys, every day is like the boss level of men ain't shit. Where do men get the audacity? Like, I mean, men? Question mark? It really is shocking because people will be like, aren't you a man? Like, why? Yeah. And that's exactly who I should be fucking calling out are the perpetrators. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I can say that men suck because we only hear examples of men being horrible. I don't, my God. I mean, if you're commenting that truly, read a room, a pamphlet, a fucking map to get the hell out of here. All right, we're ending this episode with Shelby. Hi, Shelby. It's Chris from Chris vs. the People. I'm calling to talk about your situationship with your high school English teacher when you were, drumroll please, straight out of high school.
Oh, boy. Where would you like for me to start?
How old are you now?
I am now 27. Oh. So now I can look back in horror.
Okay, so you there? It's been like a decade.
Oh, yeah. It's a joke now, like a really sad one.
No, it doesn't sound like a happy one, for sure. So how do you start a situationship with your high school English teacher?
So I'd had like the biggest crush on him for like 2 years, and everyone, all my friends knew it. And so when we got close to graduating, I had the bold idea to go, oh, I should, you know, give him my phone number or, you know, something like that, because he lived in the town where I was going to go to college. So I was like, oh, so we'll already be in the same area. That's a good little inn. And so I asked him, like, hey, can I have your phone number? So like, if I need something or like a recommendation, I can just contact you. And I was expecting a big fat no, but I got it. And it all went from there.
Okay, like, that is so complicated, because on one hand, I'm like, slay, bitch, because I always love when people hustle, but then on the other end, I'm like, oh, this is the start of a very, now as we know, sad joke.
Because I was like, yeah, obviously, I was like, at that point, I was 18, and I was like, I'm a hot bitch.
Oh, you're 18 when you're getting his number.
Yes, I was still technically in school, but I was already past the threshold.
Okay, well, you're an adult, period, bitch. Good for you for getting that number.
But yeah, surprisingly, he gave it to me, and like everything was cool and fine. And I didn't really think much of it, because I was like, he's just being polite.
How much older was the teacher than you, may I ask?
Oh, yeah, he was exactly like 10 years older.
Oh, okay, cute. Are you typically into older gentlemen?
No. My loving, sweet partner now is only like a year older than me, and everything's great.
Oh, okay. Wow. What a fun little...
Had a lapse in judgment, it seems.
No, or maybe this was just like this was like your one and done. You're like, yeah, I don't need to do that again.
We did it. It's done.
Yeah. It's like, to quote the poet Hilary Duff, so yesterday. So you get his number, and when does the... What do you text him that day?
No, I wait like until exactly when I graduate, because when I graduate, he gives me this like CD, like a mixtape.
Oh my!
And has a note on it and everything.
Wait, bitch, what does the note say?
It was along the lines of like, you know, like, I'm wishing the best for you. Like, you have such a tough exterior, but I know under all that, you're such a strong, sweet girl, and you deserve to be surrounded by people who love you. And all that kind of nonsense.
What? You're like, bitch, you could have just said hags like every other girl.
And I was like, oh, so this is like, I'm in.
What music was on the mixtape that your English teacher gave you as a graduation present?
Okay, so I was a much more goth girl then. And so it's all stuff about like vampires and graveyards and werewolves. It's all themed to match me.
Whoa, he's freaky. That was a fucking freaky 28-year-old.
And so essentially that was like my in, and I'm like, I'm good.
What was his vibe? Like, can you describe him to me? Like, was he kind of goth too? Was he edgy? I'm like picturing like essentially like a Banana Republic catalog model.
No, he's like, he had like a little beard and his glasses or whatever, and he had listened to like all the indie music.
Oh, okay. He was like alternative.
Yeah. Not quite goth, but definitely not like straight.
Okay, so what is on the mixtape? Like, what are some of the songs?
It's got like Werewolf by Cat Power. One of the songs from...
Oh, it's like actual songs, but like that have like vampire and that in the name.
Yeah, they're just like all about those kinds of things. And there's like one on there. I have no idea what it is. I can't find it anywhere.
Wow. Well, I bet you are a huge fan of the Twilight soundtrack.
Oh, yes, obviously.
Well, duh. Yeah, I mean, you gotta be. Okay, so what then happened? So you get to sexting? I mean...
Oh my God, it takes for fucking ever. Because all like flirty, like even throughout the summer, finally I do go to college. So I'm living in the same town. And so he starts inviting me out to stuff. And it's like, oh, do you want to go see this show? It's like this little bar, stuff like that. Getting kind of touchy and flirty, but nothing crazy.
Okay. Also, wait, how is he your high school teacher, but he lives in a different town that where you now go to college?
It was only like 45 minutes away. It was just a drive, essentially.
Oh, okay. So you're in college and it starts to get... sexual.
Yeah. And like I like met all of his friends and stuff, and we'd hang out with them, and like we'd enjoy the greenery at his house.
So true. I love the greenery of where you're living.
And like once the house thing started, it was like I was hanging out there all the time.
Got it. Okay. So like this was like a slow burn, and it seems like you guys kind of got to know each other.
Oh, yeah. Like, we talked, like, all the time. But it was, there's, like, always, like, that little barrier. I think it's probably, like, morals.
Well, I think it's, like, I did just grade your paper, like, 4 months ago. And now I'm taking you to Pound Town. Like, that's a little, that pipeline definitely needs some time, I feel.
Yeah. Took a while. And so, like, but then slowly, like, I started just, like, falling asleep over there. And, you know, we talk all the time. Like, my friends knew about him, but, you know, obviously, he never met my friends.
Well, he's met your friends. It was just in algebra.
That's true. Like, you don't need me. You already know I'm fine.
Oh, my God. Or English, whatever he fucking taught. I'm dead. Okay, so when did you guys first hook up? Like, I'm like, get to the good part.
And so this does not reflect well on me. So there's like a big drinking area, like a party area around the college. And I go there one night. I think my friends left me for another dude. So I'm drunk off my ass, freaking out because now I'm down here alone. I don't know what else to do. So my first thought is, oh, yeah, I should call him.
Oh, no.
And I'm like already been sobbing because I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. I'm all alone, emotionally a wreck. And he's like, okay, well, just get an Uber and come here. Obviously, the motions flip change real quick.
I'm fucking... You were like, my plan has worked.
Yes. And so, yeah, I'm crying in the back of this Uber until... So, like, when I get there, like, my makeup is all over the place. I'm still crying because I'm like, can't control it. You know, it's just like, all right, we'll come in and like we go upstairs and everything's chill for a little bit until I don't know how it started, but then I'm on his lap.
Oh, okay. Like, Are you facing each other sitting on his lap? Or?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Okay, got it. So, okay.
Like straight into making out.
Yeah, the gas pedal has been pushed. Correct.
Yeah, it was just like crazy. And I was like, I don't really know how we ended up there, but we did. My brain, I was just like going 100 miles an hour. So I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Ugh, isn't that the worst when like, it's like the best, obviously, but it's sometimes low-key the worst because I'm just thinking about like in those kinds of situations, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing the thing. Like, it's like manifesting something and then having it come true. It's like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't. And then it's just like the self-consciousness part of your brain just floods.
And like the craziest part now, I mean, obviously not the craziest part, but the part I'm just like, what the, why? We never actually went all the way. So I was like edged this entire time.
That night or in the whole situationship?
The whole damn thing.
Did you give him head and then he dipped?
Kind of, yeah.
Why the fuck are men so predictable? I mean, this episode was supposed to be about airing out dirty laundry, and it's literally just been call after call about why men should die. Like, literally, I have not learned a positive thing from any of the men in this episode. Clock that T.
And so I'm obviously like a little irritated at that part. And so eventually I wander off into his bathroom and I'm poking around because I'm nosy and I just piss him off. So I'm like, here's your psoriasis cream. Isn't that funny? And so just like, I'm just like immediately on the offensive.
Yeah, no, you're just like straight to bullying.
And I'm like, this is all I got left. So,
well, I mean, was part of the goal not to give him
I mean, the goal was go all the way.
Got it. And so, but did you ask and he said no? Or did he do like the roll over and he's like, I'm tired?
I think it's more like, well, I don't even know if it was like an age thing. It was like, now I've got this crazy crying drunk girl in my bedroom.
Was this the last time you saw him?
This was very close to it.
Okay.
Because like, obviously after that, I went to sleep there. I crawled out in my own shame the next morning and hobbled back to my dorm room.
Okay. You put yourself first. That's how I see that. I'm like, that's a stride of pride, baby.
And I was like, literally, as soon as I can get out of here, make sure the door's locked after me, I'm gone. And so, like, after that, it's, like, kind of goes back to the same, like, weird, like, not quite a real thing, but enough.
Like, are you guys still talking?
Oh, yeah, like, for a little bit, we did.
Okay, and then what happened?
Well, later I find out that I don't remember at what point I learned this, but I find out he's no longer employed at that school. I don't know if he quit, if he was fired, what happened there?
He was probably hooking up with the students, if I had to take a guess.
Well, I was not the only one there was a rumor about, so.
Not you, like, low-key, like, stoked that there's a rumor about you at high school. You're like, I'm not the only one that there's a rumor about. Like, that was, like, almost like a Real Housewives headline. I'm obsessed with that.
I didn't do much to be remembered for, but I'm pretty sure that one stuck.
Listen, all press is good press, right? You're like, no, definitely not.
Maybe not.
So, wait, what? So how did it end? Like, do you guys just not talk anymore or what?
Oh, so like over time, like, I'm obviously still trying because I'm like, this is like...
You're on a mission.
Like, we're still good. But then like over time, it just kind of starts ticking down. Like the responses are way slower, way less after all of this. And I'm like, okay, well now I've screwed up or like he hates me or someone else is better, whatever it might have been.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, like I slowly get over it. Like I'm a freak for a little bit. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Like, well, I'm so perfect. You know, I'm 18.
Oh, to be 18. Young, dumb, and in this case, not full of c**t.
And like my friends hate everything about him. And so they're just watching me like have this full on freak out about him. And they're like, I don't ever talk to me about him again.
Yeah, I've been there. It's... not ideal, but we can only learn from it.
And so now, like, I've wasted, essentially, my first beautiful year of college when I should have been hooking up and being crazy and all sort of kind of stuff.
Okay, let me just tell you, as a college graduate, that stuff doesn't go away. Like, it only gets better, if anything, sophomore, junior, and senior year. It's
it got way crazier when I got into my grad program.
Why? What happened there? Did you hook up with your college professor?
Well, not quite. After this man essentially ghosts me, like he is no contact at some point.
Okay.
And I just give up and I'm like, fine, I'm over it, whatever. I graduate college and I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. So I sign up for a grad program and think nothing of it. I go there for my first day, like the orientation, and they're taking pictures of everyone to have on like name tag, not name tags, but like ID cards and whatnot.
Is he your teacher?
I see his ass walk in to get his picture taken out of nowhere. I had no idea he would be here. And so from there, I freak out. Like, I run to the bathroom. Like, oh my God, don't, like, I'm texting my friends, but you would not believe who just showed up after like so many years of no contact. Like, I had no idea. This was like a complete shock to the system.
No, you're like, oh my God, my situationship, who was also my high school English teacher, just walked in the door of the same grad program that I'm in. See, this is why I don't seek higher education, okay? I'm like, a college degree is already more than I ever thought would happen. I'm not going the extra mile only for that to happen. That's fucked up.
And he had the audacity after that point, because we were put in like the same group of students to take classes or whatever. So we had to see each other all the time.
So he's your classmate?
Yes.
Oh my God. What the fuck? I feel like I'm learning how to drive stick shift right now. I'm like, what is happening? The vehicle's moving, but...
It's the most awful whiplash.
No, it's kind of crazy. Like, if you think about that, the chances of that happening is insane to me.
So apparently this whole time he'd been no contact. He was in a different city, the same program. I had no idea any of this was happening. He wasn't even there, like, in the same city anymore. But then suddenly he's back out of nowhere, and I'm having to deal with this all at once. And, like, all those emotions coming back, and I'm like, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God. You guys are classmates. That's crazy.
And literally, like, in every class for that year, it's my first year in this program. It's his second because he transferred in. I sit beside him in everything.
Is it awkward? Do y'all talk? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Like, we were back to, like, being, like, besties. It was nuts.
Wait. Huh? Oh, my God. No. Like, the whiplash is, one, never ending. And two, my God, is it painful?
And so, like, I'm having to try to figure out how to explain to my little group of friends who this man is to me, because, like, immediately it's obvious we know each other. There's some kind of history.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I don't know how to be like, yeah, he taught me high school, and then we, like, made out, and then he dipped.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely not a way I would phrase it, personally.
And, like, then he started getting flirty again there, because, like, there's, like, a bar we could walk to nearby. We went there one night, had a couple of drinks, and, like, we had to go get our stuff back from the school, like, at the location. And so we're, like, in the library, and, like, I've got my head in his lap, and he doesn't do anything about it. He's like, oh, you know, maybe this isn't a good idea. And I was like, then do something about it. Hello?
No, I'm here. I'm so sorry. I am just, like...
No, I'm talking about, like, him. Like what was not clicking in his head to be like, oh, yeah, I can just stop this.
I thought you were talking to me. I was like, I'm here. I just am kind of shocked. Let a girl process that your head was on his lap again. Oh, my.
Like, in the library at the school, too. It was nuts.
No, it, like, is just the perfect start of a porno. It really is crazy. That's the kind of shit you hear about in porn.
It was just so crazy. And then finally, thankfully, that program's only, like, 3 years. He graduates a year earlier than I do. I'm free again. I'm clear. I can breathe.
And then what happens in the trilogy? He's your landlord?
Oh, God, no. The fun thing is what happens when other people who were not in my life during this period find out about it. Because apparently the way I pull partners is by getting really drunk and crying.
Listen, if getting drunk and crying is attracting people to you, count yourself fucking lucky, because I do that same gig and I have a way different outcome.
Oh, yeah. Like, the way my partner and I met, like, what's like 7 years ago now, was the most embarrassing string of text messages on Tinder, and then the crying and whatnot. But during that period, I meet this person, and, you know, everything's great with them now. I eventually have to explain the history.
Does he know him?
They don't know each other. However, this was one of the first people to, like, look me dead in my eyes and go, hey, you know what happened, right? And I was like, uh-uh. And they were like, oh, honey, you were grand. And I was like, uh-uh. I did it. I initiated it. Like, the dumb bitch I am.
I mean, I definitely was wondering that, sort of. I was going to ask that towards the beginning of, like, do you feel like you were grand into this?
Oh, like, now I'm like, well, now that I am 27, I'm in the same situation, roughly, he would have been in at the time. I wouldn't know what to say to someone 10 years younger than me.
No, I, like, literally see someone younger than me, like, coming my way, and I hide.
Because, like, I don't, what would I say to someone who is 17? Like, what?
Hopefully nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Y'all stay over there.
Yeah, like, that would be my answer, is ideally nothing, because unless they're, like, you babysit them, but, like, they're 17, like, I think they can drive.
But the audacity on this teacher, like, it just never ends, because now he knows that I've been in this relationship, it's all good. We don't really even talk anymore. He was just checking in after I graduated this grad program.
That wasn't just checking in, but okay.
Oh, yeah, well, technically, quote unquote, checking in.
Yeah, he was catching a temp.
He was like, okay, so like, I'm going to go out to this bar later. Like, do you want to come? And I was like, well, obviously, no, I'm like hanging out with my partner and our roommates. And he's like, oh, I'd love to meet them.
I bet the fuck you would. Come over right now, in fact.
Oh, my partner and I, we lived with two guys at the time. And they were all sitting there like, hey, if that man comes within like 100 feet of you, he's going to be a pulp.
Oh my God. That is like kind of hot.
And so, you know, like obviously they all sat me down. They went, oh, sweetie, you know, it's not your fault.
Yeah. Damn.
But you are being really fucking dumb.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. I really was going to ask if you thought it was at the beginning, but you seemed like you really led us through that story. I was like with you the whole time. I was like rooting for you.
My friends were telling me, and I was like, no, honey, no, like I'm good, we're good. And now I'm just like, hey, dummy, like in retrospect, what the hell else could it have been?
Yeah, I mean, does that like totally, like, do you ever have like these random like realizations of like, whoa, after you like realize what something was? Like the processing, because like I feel like processing this, especially this level of trauma, it is like so nonlinear.
Oh yeah, it's like crazy. Like the weirdest things come up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say you should report him to the high school, but I think someone beat you to that one.
This is the worst part of it, because I know I'm just being vindictive and like it would go nowhere, but with the profession we're in, there's obviously like an ethics committee. And every once in a while, I'm like, I could say something, but it obviously wouldn't go anywhere.
But what do you mean by it wouldn't go anywhere? Like they wouldn't take it seriously?
I mean, I think I would take it seriously if I could prove it. And it also hadn't been like 10 years ago.
Well, don't you have texts? Let's get before the ethics committee.
And I was like, well, I don't want to ruin his career over it. That would be crazy.
I mean, like,
but then I get mad. I'm like, maybe I could do this.
Yeah, but like the fact that you're mad shows that like he did something shitty to you.
I do love my friends very much, though, because obviously I knew where he lived, and when all this kind of went down, and they were just like, yeah, he's a piece of shit person.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, so where does he live? And I was like, please don't do anything crazy. And they're like, yeah, let's just like go check it out. We're just gonna case the joint, basically.
They're like, we weren't gonna do it. We were just thinking about it. I did it.
Basically, I was like, I know if y'all get y'all's hands on a carton of eggs, it's going to come back to me immediately.
I mean, eggs are expensive now. I don't think anybody would grab eggs. I think we just go straight to like metal poles and torches. All of this is alleged, by the way.
I wouldn't even consider this. Just, you know, what I think people would do.
No. And just like that, I'm shutting this down. I'm like, oh my God, I am not getting clocked for inciting violence.
Yeah.
I'm not Republican. Wow. Are you in therapy?
No.
Do you feel that you need therapy after this?
I've kind of just like come to peace with it, because like it's done. I'm very happy now.
I think that's...
I can just kind of look back and be like, wow, my frontal lobe was not developed at all.
Yeah.
But the fact that like I did all of this for a man who had already been married and divorced after like a year.
Oh.
But the funniest part about all this was like the dummy had been like saving himself for marriage and gets divorced after a year. And that makes me feel better now.
Some people should have to get things tattooed on them of like, so people have to know at some point what they're signing up for. Jesus Christ. Every man in this episode, just a fucking big ol' what? Letdown. But like, why is it not even a letdown? It's like, this is exactly how I see men act, and I feel like it's the stereotype.
You know, I always been this combat to the whole, like, what the hell would you even find interesting about me as a high schooler?
I think about, like, people who think like that, where I'm like, what are you even finding appealing? I don't understand it. Like, I literally don't even know how to talk to someone my age.
Yeah, that's my fun little story, as, you know, as a tease and disappointing as it is. Which just makes it all the much worse.
No, I don't think it's like lame tea or whatever you just described it as. I think it's like a very real situation that I feel like many young women end up going through, unfortunately. Like, I feel like not to, like, this is not a unique experience. Like, I just mean, I think this is probably a very shared,
the scariest part.
I think, it's terrifying. These people in positions of power or authority. And it's just, I don't know. It's off. It's weird.
But at least now I get to look back and go, wow, what a lame fucking dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, 100%. Oh my God. Well, have a good rest of your day. Thank you for sharing. That was honestly, like, brave of you to share.
Oh, now it's just so funny at this point. Like, obviously, it's not funny in the grand scheme of things, but for me, it's, like, kind of silly.
No, and I get, yeah, no, I get that for sure. However you have to cope is how you cope, and sometimes it doesn't make sense, but it works. Well, thank you so much, and I will talk to you another time. Enjoy the rest of your day. And
yes, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Damn, this episode was intense. I mean, those are, I feel like, very real things that people go through. Getting cheated on, having a terrible dad, being I mean, it's just having a food fight with a lady at a red light. That's kind of what I find interesting about doing this show, is there's just so many people who are on their unique path, but have so many shared experiences with other people. Now, before I go, I want to say thank you to everybody who was a part of today's episode. It was so fun talking with you. And I really love, as sometimes as intense as it may be, I love that, I don't know, this just feels like a safe space for all of us to just talk about real shit, when, like, good, bad, or ugly. Because I think, unfortunately, in some cases, a lot of this is such a shared experience, but it's, like, unique to that individual, if that makes sense. Anyways, let me know what you thought of today's episode. If you haven't, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People. Leave a nice little review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I'm going to go hit the after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemens, where we're going to talk to Selena about a TV falling on her head. So I will see you guys there, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.